Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon si Anna Borlongan na mula sa New South Wales na nagtayo ng isang side hustle. Kamusta, Anna?
Hi, Tata. Kamusta? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Pinaunlakan mo ang aming imbitasyon. O, natatandaan mo ba kung kailan mo sinimulan ang negosyong ito?
Started on May of 2021. Pandemic pa nung time na yon, kaya naisipan namin mag-side hustle.
Ikaw ba ay talagang nahihilig sa pagluluto?
Hindi. Honestly, hindi. So, ang chef kasi is my husband. His name is Matt. Siya yung talagang may passion sa pagluluto since way back then. So, sa kanya din ako natuto. O kapag may mga orders and may mga caterings, I make sure na nakakatulong ako sa kanya.
Bakit pumasok sa isipan nyo no pandemic to actually have a side hustle?
Main reason is to have a side hustle. Karagdagang kita kasi sobrang hirap at that time. Wala pa yung mga kids namin dito. Kami palang mag-asawa. Hindi kami full time na nagtatrabaho kasi din sa mga restrictions. Sabi namin, bakit hindi gamitin yung skills na meron siya na pwede naman din ako makatulong kahit pa paano.
You know, what is your primary employment? Kung yung asawa mo ay chef?
Time, I was working in an Asian shop. I was a clerk managing yung veggies sa isang Asian shop. Experience way back in the Philippines was in a call center. And then we moved here in Australia as a student. Naka-student visa kami at that time. You're restricted yung galaw, especially sa trabaho. So, kailangan talaga humanap ng paraan para makasurvive at makatulong sa family sa Philippines.
Tatandaan mo ba kung mga magkano ang kapital in setting it up?
Honestly, I don't remember the exact amount when we were setting up the business, but I would say around more than $500. Kasi we don't have a physical shop, only fulfill the orders at home. Some important things lang yung mga binili namin when we were starting, like gas, stove, small oven, mga catering trays, and mga takeaway containers. Started selling kasi ready-to-eat food like pork sisig, Nicole Express, and palabok. So those are some of our best-selling. Then we also offered ready-to-cook food like beef tapa, pork tocino, and longganisa. Medyo maliit lang talaga yung kinailangan na capital. Nakapagdala kami sa mga Pinoy shops like in Parramatta, Ruti Hill, and St. Mary's. Fortunately, nagsara din yung mga filo shops, so hindi na namin natuloy yun. But eventually, naka-receive kami ng catering tray order. That's when the time na isipan namin, why not focus yung business sa pag-offer ng mga catering tray menus.
How was that like nung sinimulan nyo yon?
May adrenaline na, bakit hindi nga? Dito kami mag-focus. Kasi hindi naman malaki yung nagiging kita, pero kapag madami na, dun lumalaki. So hindi mo naman kailangan mag-offer agad ng mahal, diba? Kasi syempre, nag-uumpisa pa lang. So we have to pakilala sa mga Filipino about our business.
In terms of pagpapakilala sa ating mga babayan, paano mo ginawa yon with your business?
It's actually one of the challenges then I would say. Pagpapakilala kasi we focus on yung social interaction, especially yun nga, ang daming Filipino shop dito sa Sydney, especially dito sa West. Maraming nag-o-offer ng mga go-to caterings. Medyo naging challenge yung part na paano kaya kami magiging enticing or paano kami mag-stand out, paano ma-attract yung mga customers. So, plinano naming mabuti. By myself, nag-market research ako. Search ako ano ba yung mga gusto ng mga tao. Nag-research din ako about sa pricing, kano yung magiging costing ng mga bawat menu. I think yung pagpaplano talaga is one of the important things bago magtayo ng business. And maging open lang sa mga market opportunities and sa mga feedback din.
Ano-ano naman ang mga natutunan mo when you were setting up this business?
So one of the important things is yung magplano. Kasi yung capital, importante din yan, pero andyan na yan eh. If nag-iisip ka ng business, alam mo naman na kailangan ng capital. Pero all the way through, yung pagpaplano talagang sobrang importante. Kasi kailangan mahanap mo yung right market na magiging interested sa mga products and services na i-offer mo. And kailangan focus ka din kung ano ba talaga yung ibibenta mo. Ano talaga yung offer mo? Kasi when we were started, I didn't know much about kung sino yung target customers. Especially at that time, we were like less than 3 years pa lang kami dito sa Sydney. So wala pa talaga kaming idea about the target customer. So I need to spend time to do some market research. Kailangan mag-isip ng iba't ibang strategies para ma-entice yung mga customers. And also, nag-adjust din kami based sa mga feedbacks from our initial clients. Of course, naka-receive kami ng bad feedback nung nag-start kami. I think it was one of the qualities sa isang menu na in-offer namin. Hindi siya sira, pero it's not that good para may offer pa. So, nasabi niya na bakit namin tinitipid yung ingredients kung pwede naman namin ilagay lahat without compromising the quality and even the quantity of the product. So, it was really a lesson for us, no, na kung ano yung kailangan gawin o kung ano yung kailangan sa isang menu, yun ang gagawin namin. Wala kaming ibabawas. Nag-lesson sa amin yun.
Do you think you handled it well? Bumalik ba ulit si customer?
Yes, bumalik ulit si customer. And nakakatawa lang din kasi kinausap kami ng maayos. Kasi diba sa iba parang mag-review na agad sila or magpo-post na agad sa Facebook. Nakakalungkot din yung ganun. Pero siya, kinausap niya kami personally na ganito yung na-receive nila. Although, yung iba naman na in-order niya ay okay naman, nasarapan sila. I really appreciated na yung customer is nag-reach out para masabi sa amin kung ano yung naging mali dun sa order.
I know that this is a home-based business and usually overhead costs are limited, di ba? But were there any unforeseen expenses that you encountered?
Some point na nag-order sa amin, we didn't expect ganun kalaki. I would say dun lang part na may mga kailangan lang bilhin na ibang equipment para ma-fulfill yung order ni customer. Kasi wala namang ganun kabigat na nangyari na parang na-problema kami dun sa expenses na yun. Kuha naman namin kung ano yung kailangan.
4 years na kayo yung negosyo, no? So, I would like to know what else is in the pipeline, diba?
Still the business we plan on expanding our customer base by improving our online presence and marketing efforts. Actually, we're looking into offering new menus, hopefully this year. Plan namin is to offer corporate catering like canapes, mga platters and gracing boxes, like mga afternoon tea catering, so something like that. Kasi hindi lang naman Pilipinos yung nasa paligid namin. There's a lot of Australians, iba't ibang lahi din naman yung kakasalamuhan namin. So, we not offer news na kaya naman, especially si husband, si Matt. May knowledge and skill siya about other cuisines. In terms of physical expansion, hopefully, it's one of our dreams na magkaroon ng sariling shop. Pinagpaplanuhan namin yon and pinipunan at the same time, considering opening a branch. Siguro dito muna kami focus sa Sydney. Hopefully, makapag-offer din kami sa other states. But yeah, one of our dreams or one of our plans is to have a shop of our own.
Let's talk about yung risks, no? Ano yung mga natatandaan mong challenges or risks nung inuumpisahan mo yung business and even while you're going through it, like especially the operations?
One of the main risks entering food catering business is the lack of orders in the initial months. Guumpisa pala lang kami, hindi pa kami kilala. It was difficult to ensure a steady stream of clients. Things na na-receive namin, a risk and a lesson at the same time. This kind of risk may result kasi in negative reviews. Like medyo talagang ingat na ingat kami doon and a loss of customer trust as well is the risk. So it's important to consider seasonal demand. There are times when demand is high. There are also periods when it's very low. Proper planning and cash flow management are also essential. Thankfully, last year, we've been receiving orders every week until now. Nakakatuwa, we're very grateful. So, health and safety regulations, one of the risks.
Final message mo, Anna, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start out their own business. Kausapin mo sila ngayon.
For those looking to earn extra income or start their own business, advice is to take that first step with confidence. So, huwag kayong mag-alinlangan, kumbaga. Papadali, if you put the right mindset, hard work, and determination para ma-achieve nyo yung success and especially overcome nyo yung mga challenges to make sure na planado lahat, find time to do some research, ask other people for advice if possible. Expect nyo na may mga haharapin kayong challenges and risks, pero bear in mind, this will give you the opportunity to learn and grow. Kayo matakot mag-start kasi in every step, matututo kayo at mas ready kayo sa mga susunod na challenges. So, just start small. Hindi naman kailangan malaki agad ang capital lalabas nyo. Pwede kayong mag-invest unti-unti. Takes time, but be patient from your mistakes and always be open to improving. Don't be afraid to ask for help or advice along the way. Please also pray na, you know, so God may lead you in a business journey, maybe difficult, but rewards are worth it. Bring you success and all the best.
Maraming salamat kay Anna Borlongan sa uulitin, Anna.
Thank you, Teta. You have a good day.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba. Dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.